Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
December 7, 1804. A little meat for the table. Snow and cold have been largely curtailing the efforts of the expedition's hunting parties. But today is different. This is Captain Clark's account.
A very cold day. Wind from the northwest. The Big White, Grand Chief of the first village, came and informed us that a large drove of buffalo was near, and his people was waiting for us to join them in a chase. Captain Lewis took 15 men and went out and joined the Indians, who were, at the time he got up, killing the buffaloes on horseback with arrows, which they done with great dexterity. His party killed 14 buffalo, 5 of which we got to the fort by the assistance of a horse, in addition to what the men packed on their backs. One cow was killed on the ice after drawing her out of a vacancy in the ice in which she had fallen, and butchered her at the fort. Those we did not get in was taken by the Indians, under a custom which is established among them, i.e., any person seeing a buffalo lying without an arrow sticking in him, or some particular mark, takes possession. Many times, as I am told, a hunter who kills many buffaloes in a chase only gets a part of one. All meat, which is left out all night, falls to the wolves, which are in great numbers, always in the buffaloes. Captain William Clark, December 7, 1804.
Western writers and historians have pointed out that the trails made by the buffalo were the first roads in America. Many of our highways still follow routes laid out by buffalo herds. Buffalo wandered, generally moving south in the winter and north in the summer. They covered the continent of North America, from Alaska to northern Mexico, and from the Continental Divide to Kentucky, in numbers estimated at between 60 and 75 million. As they traveled, they were pursued by nomadic Indian tribes who depended on them for food, clothing, and shelter, and included them at the top of their mythology and religion, which held that the earth and the buffalo were one and the same. The men of the Corps knew that as long as they were near buffalo, they would never go hungry. Tomorrow, frostbite.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Whit Hansen and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Production assistance from Kristen Barrick. Captain Clark is read by Sean Batiste. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.